speaking about the difference between an Eishes Ish Zinsah and an Ayra Hamarasa. An Ayra Hamarasa is also an Eishes Ish, but it's during Erisim. So the three different Onshim of Nisa, Baskonish Zinsah, the Chumash says, is the Sreifa. And an Ayra Hamarasa Zinsah is the Skiva. And an Eishes Ish Zinsah is the Chenek. So this we know that Skiva is more Chomer than Chenek, that's for sure. But there was a Machloikis HaTanoim we had earlier. Earlier in the Perek, where the Skila is more common than Sreifa is more common than Skila. So does it make sense to say, is it Nitan Lahayomer, to say that a regular Nara Amarasa Shazinso will be Skila, and if it's a Vasklein Shazinso in the state of Erisim, it's going to be Sreifa is more common than Skila. According to one Tani, yes, the one opinion is that the Vasklein Shazinso is the Sreifa, is Bein Minasua, Bein Barusa. That Sreifa is Muhammad and Chenek, and Sreifa is Muhammad and Skila, and the Baskan Shazins always gets Sreifa. The other opinion, the way we pass them off, it can't be, because we pass them that Skila is Muhammad and Sreifa. You cannot say a regular Naira Amrosa Shazinsa is the Skila. In it, on top of that, she's a Baskayan, so she deserves a bigger right, and she gets off with the Sreifa. I can be that Sreifa is that left. That's what the Gemara said earlier in the parak. We assume halacha lemaisa that special oidish, the baskoin shezinsa, gets sreifa can only be by a nesua, cannot apply to an arusa. And then the Gemara quoted the third opinion that it's only by an arusa, only by an arusa. That's on the assumption that sreifa is machomer than skila, so it makes sense to say that a regular nara amrasa shezinsa will get skila. But if she's a Baskalin Shazinsa, then it's going to be worse than Skila, it's going to be Sreifa. And this special Oynish that the Baskalin Shazinsa gets, an Oynish of Sreifa, this is similar to the din of Anarusa Shazinsa. Anarusa Shazinsa is only Anarusa. She's an Esua, then it's the regular din of Chenek. So this special Oynish for the Baskalin Shazinsa is also only Arusa. It doesn't apply to Nesua. The more points out, the three opinions of the Tanoim, how to read Pshat in the Chumash. The Chumash says that a Baskalin Shazinsa, is the Sreifa, does it go on both Arusa and the Suah? Or that's impossible. The way we pass Malmoch, it's impossible. It can only go on the Suah. It can't go on Arusa. Arusa gets, a regular Arusa gets Skila, which is worse than Sreifa. According to the other Tana, oh, not so. That the Sreifa is Mohammed then Skila. So Shaykh to say, only Arusa goes to the Sreifa. We would like the Suah. There's 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Vavim base. This was all Chazara from before. The El Nun Aleph and Beis. The Gemara presented all the three opinions there. In the last three lines on the Omid, we didn't discuss last week. We already learned it on Daf and Aleph also, but it's Kedai just to review the dinim. There is a halacha that a kohen is not permitted to marry a zona. So, posing a chumash in Parsha Zonah. What's the definition of a zona? So, the Rambam writes, the Pi Hashmu, along the way, have a tradition. The zona refers to a Yoris. Or a shivcha shinishtachara. That's the whole story. Just the yoris of shivcha shinishtachara. The Rambam says, no, he quotes the Gemara, the Baskai Kisili Zar, even Trumas HaKadosh Mos Tarechon. So the Gemara, it's a simple pshat in the Pasuk, means if a Kohenis is allowed to eat Truma, a single girl in the family, she's allowed to eat Truma, even after the father dies, she's still permitted to eat Truma. But when she gets married to a non-Kohen, she marries a lady or Israel, the called man that she's married to a czar, she's not married to him. There's some children make her. Why she's crying, silly is czar. She married a non-coin. Even true, Moshe Kadosh Moshe. Called man that she's married to the non-coin. Like in the Sefer Achila says that you say, Ishli Kigufa, just like the husband is Nishkin coin, so you treat the wife as if she's not a coin. It's called man that she's married. As soon as the husband divorces her, or if the husband dies, the Samuel is Garsha, then she's no longer Ishta Kigufa. She's no longer treated like an non-coin. So she says, Shabbat, they say, Via Kinirem, and let him have your Teicha. Once the husband dies, or the husband gives her a gift, so then she's back again a coin. She's not pulled down by the husband's status as a non-coin. She's allowed to eat Truma again. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in that passage. The Pshuto Shomikra is certainly Yem, but in addition to the Pshuto, the Gemara has another interpretation. Baskan Kisir, the Yizdar, refers to an Isha Shinivala, the Pasala. What does it mean? The girl didn't marry anybody. The girl didn't marry anybody. What happened was, let's say she was Mizana with a Nachri, or she was Nensa by Nachri. Didn't have to be Mizana. She was Nensa by Nachri. Or the Mishnah in Ksubas in the first parak tells a story. A little girl went Vaisa Bitinoikis, a little girl who she was older than 3 years old, plus in Bashal Shamiyam, that's when the girl's not 3 years old, her name be Yosabiyam. It's not called a Maisa Biyabidim, but if the girl is older than three, the Mishnah in Sugis tells the story, Shayorda, Nalus Malam in Ayim, in her Ayim, the family sent her to go draw water by the well, and then she was nensa by somebody, she doesn't know, say, Ayi, say, Agoy, she doesn't know who it is. And the Mishnah says she's not allowed to. So the Mishnah says that since it's a suffix, whether she was nensa, she wasn't a zana berotzim. So since it's a suffix, whether it was a nachri, see, a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen. And that's based on this additional interpretation of the pasuk. Uvasi yishkan kisir, the yishkan means benivolo the pasuk. If the woman was nivolo a nensa by a nachri, by a mamzer, by a chavo, by a nosin, by an eretzayni, any one of these people, it's called Nivala Lapasala. So that renders the status of the woman as a Zaino. Or let's say, there's another case of Zaino. Let's say there's an Eshish Ish who is Mizana Tachas Baila. Mizana or Nensa, doesn't matter, even if Nensa Tachas Baila. Even if Nensa not by a Nochri, Nensa by a Yisrael. So the woman is labeled as a Zaino. So she has to get divorced. If she's married to Yisrael, she's Nensa, so she's Mataris Labaila. Only a soita she's in Sibiratin and Lassarul about the Hidloin is possible. But if this possible, then with terrorist ignores it. You see from the possible. But if she's married to a Kohen, so she has to get divorced from the husband, and she's not permitted to marry another Kohen. She's not allowed to marry another Kohen because the husband gave her a gift, so she's a Grush. Well, let's say the husband will get a heart attack. When he hears that his wife was dense, he gets a heart attack and he dies. So she's an Almana. So a normal Almana is permitted to marry a Kohen. But this almana who is either zinsa, birotsan, or nensa, tachas bailo, is also called a zarna. The zarna is asur l'kayim. So the Gemara understands that this halacha. So why does it say in the pasuk v'basi ishkayim kisir the yishzach? What does it have to do with the basi ishkayim? Even Israelis, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, even if Israelis are levia, if she's Mizana Beratzen, if she's Nensa, Isaiah, Akron, Levit, Cholom, Nasa, Namza, any one of these people, but she's also Nibel of the Pasuk, so she becomes Mizana. Why does the Pasuk mention Batishkan? So the answer is, if she's a Yisraelis who is Nibala to Apostle, she becomes a Zaina. If she's a Kohenis who is Nibel of the Pasuk, not only does she become a Zaina, she becomes Ois Kohenis. And the fact that she's Nibel of the Pasuk, Kisil Yisar, not only does it give her the status of a Zayin, it cancels her status as a Kohenis, and she's never allowed to eat any more truma. She's no longer considered a Kohenis. So that's why the Gemara has a machlokes tachanoim. What's the din in the following case? The pasuk in the middle of Chumash Vayikra, there's a din. If a zar means a non kohen eats truma b'shogeg, he has to give to the kohen care and the kohenish. And also my kohen is a kodesh. He gives, let's say, he ate the potatoes of Trumas, he has to give back potatoes of Kulin. When he gives it to the Kohen, it converts into potatoes of Trumas. Rasul HaKohen is HaKohenish, Lava HaRoyli is Kohenish. She should just make out a check and pay him 25 cents or $1.25, whatever the potatoes are worth that he ate for Shogeg. He has to give potatoes. If he ate tomatoes of Trumas, he gives back tomatoes. If he ate wine, he drank wine of Trumas, he gives him wine. Whatever he gives to the Kohen, it's Tashlumi Trumas. It's Tashlumi Trumas, not in Trumas. If the yid is b'shogeg, it becomes truma. And if a zar will eat that, b'shogeg will be right to the same thing. Five karam of five shana, because that's mamish. Tashlum and truma, nasim truma. That's mishnah is like this. So the tanoim have a machlekes, the Gemara refers to it over here. So mishnah and trumas, that's on the bottom of some of Rogan. There's mishnah and trumas, but it's a pair of time, mishnah days. There's machlekes, amen, rabbanon. What if a woman eats truma b'shogeg? This woman used to be a kohen. Her father was a kohen. And the male, when she was born, she was a Kohenis. All of her life, she was a Kohenis. But then she was Nibel Ola Akum. Nensa by an Akum, by Cholom, not the Mamzer. Let's say Cholom. She married a Kohenis is permitted to marry a Cholom. Kohen is not permitted to marry a Chalolo. Kohenis is permitted to marry a Cholom. So she marries a Cholom, the head of government, isn't it? He can get the Shidduch, he can say the Kiddush, and there's no problem. Everybody's allowed to dance at the wedding. But once she marries, once she's living with the Cholom, she's considered Nibel Ola Apostle of Sova. So she becomes Ois Kohenis. So let's say this girl who used to be a Kohenis and now she's Nibel of the Apostle of Sola, if she loses, not only does she have a din of Zayin, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin, forget about marrying a Kayin. Let's say her husband, the Cholol, died, and now she calls mom, she's married to the Cholol, so she's not allowed to eat Truma, because the Cholol is not a Kayin. Let's say the husband dies. So the Torah says, Rishabal, based off the Akim Nerem, the Bethel will be a Kayin, she's allowed to eat Truma. So the din is no, since she was Nivola to the Cholol, even though it's Behet the Gomer, she's Nivola to the Cholol, she becomes Ice Kohene, so she's not permitted to eat Truma for the rest of her life. So what if she goes ahead and she does eat Truma? Does she have to give care of a chaymish? Is it like a zar shochal truma? She is a zar. She used to be a kohenis, but now she does kohenis. Funny case. She is, a zar means a non-kohen. So she is a non, she used to be a kohenis, and now she's no longer a kohenis. Maybe I should say that you require zar etzla meikor. That's a lotion that the Gemara has in Yivon. Maybe you require, in order to be labeled as a zar, you need that the person should be a zar from birth on. Here, the girl, when she was born, was a Kohenis. Her father was a Kohen. Her grandfather was a Kohen. She's a descendant from Aaron HaKohen. She was a Kohenis until the age of 35, when she married this Cholo, the Het HaGom. She married the Cholo. And at that time, she became Nivola the Apostle. She became Ois Kohenis. So the woman who's no longer a Kohenis, if she eats Truma, that's a Machlokes Satanan, Ramei Rabbanan. Will she be Chayiv to pay Karen Bichoymesh? Or do you say no? Only Karen, because she has no right to eat the truma. It's Geneva. Mazik, yes, well, she has to eat the moment, she has to pay the Karen. But the special din of the Zar Shoch, of Truma, the Shogik, she doesn't have, because he needs Zar Etzel Mekor. So that's one Machlekes Ramei Nachacham. Then in the same Mishnah, there's another Machlekes Ramei Nachacham that's really not connected, it's really not related. There's another Machlekes Ramei Nachacham regarding the din of a Baskoin Shezinso, that she gets the special Einish of Sreifo. Does that depend on the fact that she is a Kohenis? But she was already Nivola the Apostle, so she's always Kohenis. So then, she won't have the din of a Kohenis, so there won't be any din of Sreifa. Or should you say no? Self called a Baskish Kohen. She's a Baskohen Shezinsa. She is a Baskohen Shezinsa. So just because she became always Kohenis, so what? But she, as it says, Yisabiyah Himachalal, she is a Baskohen. She's a Baskoin, she is. That's another Machlokes Ramei and Nachacham. Two Machlokes in the same Mishnah, really not the same Shiloh. One Shiloh is whether the Baskoin Shendistis the Cholol, and then the husband died, so the dinner she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. She became Nivola the Apostle, so she's not allowed to eat Truma. So she clearly is a Zar, but can you call that a Zar in the full sense of the term? Maybe the term Zar implies Zar Etzel Meikor. Person was always a Zar. If until the age of 35 she was a Kohenis, and then she became Ois Kohenis because she married the Cholol, so maybe you can't call such a woman a Zar, and the special din in the Chumash that the Zar Shoch Truma B'Shogeg has to give Dabar HaRoyli as Kodesh, and the Karen has to give Kodesh, that's only if the person is a Zar. If the person is not labeled as a Zar, so that's a Machlok, the man of Rabbanan. Does the word Zar have the connotation Zar Metchila B'Yatzot? More in Croesus, in the first parak, yeah, they call it Croesus Dal Zayin Amanal. The more in Croesus quotes this Machlokes when he gets another din. It's a Shemen HaMishcha. The one is not permitted to shake to take the Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh and smear it on anybody, Shalokim Mitzvah. It's a Moel Behekesh. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh has Kedushin. So he's supposed to use it to be Moshe HaMelech from the Malkei Beit Dovid. If it's a Melech not from the Malkei Beit Dovid, also you don't use it. The more says the Shol was Nimshach. It wasn't for the Malchus Bezdovis, so it was the Shemen HaParzimah, it was imitation. Shemen HaMishcha, it wasn't the real thing. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh is only reserved for the Malchus Bezdovis, or for the Kohen Bezdovis. If you have a Kohen who has Mishich for Shemen HaMishcha, they can enter Kangor or Kangashok Mokham. So what if somebody takes the Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh and he shmiz it on somebody else? And the Pasuk says, yeah, and then, you're not allowed to. And then it says, Isha Shi'itim Amenu Alzar, if you smear it on an Odom Zar, Benichras, is an Oynish Kores, and if you did it B'Shogi, Yechak Chatos, that's one of the last things we were talking about. 44, Rama has 44 cases that Yechak Chatos. Mishnah says 36, and then Rama made the 36 into 44. The 44 people who are Chayv Chatos. So one of them is if you smear Shemen HaMishcha on somebody else who's an Ish Zar. Hashit Meno Al Zar, Benichras Me'amo, Yechak Kores, if you did it B'Shogi, if you did it, if you did it, if you did it B'Shogi, then you chai v'chatos. So, vos heist azar. Let's say this fellow is the Kohen Gadol. But he is the Melech of the Malchut Beis David. He's the Melech HaMashiach. We made him with Mashiach and Shem and Amishcha. And then, so he already did the job. That was 25 years ago. Now, on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of being appointed as the Melech Yisrael, the 25th anniversary of his 50th anniversary of his being appointed as the Kohen Gadol, we want to have a whole ceremony. We want to take again Shem and Amishcha and Shmir again. So now it's Mi'ilot, Shalol HaTorah. But the question is, will there be more the Hekdush is not Chayav Karet? The Mi'ilot, the Hekdush is not Karet. The question was, did this condition mind that there's no Karet? So will there be the Din of Isha Shitiv Emanuel Zar? Is he called a Zar? Because it's not Zar Eslam Ekor. He wasn't always a Zar all of his life. 50 years ago, he did Shmir Shem and Amishcha. And he was appointed Melech from the Malchut Beis David when he was appointed the Kohen Gadol. So that's a machlokes from there in the Chachamim, in the Gemara in Pesach Daf Zayin. The Gemara puts it together with this machlokes from there in the Chachamim. If the woman who all her life, her father was a Kohen, she was always a Kohenis, until she married the Chogel at the age of 20, 25, 35, whatever, she becomes always Kohenis. And then after that, let's say the husband dies. After the husband dies, the one would have thought she's allowed to go back and eat Truma. But the Shabbat, they said, the answer is no. She's nibbled on the Potlava, she becomes Ois Kohenet. Now that she's Ois Kohenet, now she's Mamish Azar. But she's not, she wasn't always a Zar. In the first 35 years of her life, she was not a Zar. So that's a Machloike Satanaim. Do you call her a Zar or not? That's not Kimina with Yechayim Kohenish or not. And the Machloike is here, it's also Machloike Zamen, but it's really not connected with the Loshen Zar. But there's such a woman, if she's Mizane, will she be Chayiv Srei from Mitam Bas Kohen Shazinso? Maybe the punishment of Bas Kohen Shazinso is the Sreifa, is only if the Bas Kohen is a Kohenis. But just because she was a Bas Kohen, but she's not a Kohen. So then maybe there's no Sreifa. So that's the right now, Machalev is a man of a family. Okay. No, that they all agree that she doesn't, that the Mishnah in Truma says they all agree that she does not pay Chaimish there. So it's just temporarily that she's not considered, she's not allowed to eat Truma. She can die also and then she'll be permitted to eat the Truma. I think that's the Mishnah like that. She's married to Yisrael, I think the Gemara calls it there. She's married to Yisrael, she eats Truma B'Shagik, she doesn't pay the Chaimish. Because she's not called a Zar yet. Because just temporarily she's not allowed to eat Truma, but she's still married to the Zar. But theoretically, it's still a possibility of going back. But she's living with the Basala, then for sure she's a Zar, but that's a Machlokes Amen Rabban, and it's not a Zar Etzla Meikor. She wasn't a Zar all of her life. It was a period of time, for the first 35 years, she was not a Zar. So that's a Machlokes that we call it that. Okay, that's the last thing of the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Rav on the text. Nagel Aloch. I think last summer when I visited Eretz Yisrael, I went to the NCSY program. So the different organizations heard that I was there, so they asked me to speak. I should give it to Rosh Hashanah, give a shiur here. So they asked me I should speak to some groups. So I asked them, what should I talk about? So they said, just discuss the last shiur that you had before you left New York. So I said, you wouldn't want to hear the last shiur that I had. A girl called me up on the phone. She doesn't want to tell me who she is. I probably didn't know her anyway. So she told me that she's engaged to get married. I said, Mazel Tov, that's wonderful. So she said, well, just a minute, that's where the shail is. Whether the Sukumta Mazel Tov is finished. So she said that she was once fooling around with a Nochri. So she doesn't know. Her fiancé said, he's a Kohen. And if she wants to know, she's allowed to marry her. So I guess, what exactly did they do? So they did other things other than Maisa's Nusmach. Yeah, Maisa Chikudim, the Gemara says over here. If they do other forms of Kiyur, Basa, whatever, anything other than the Maisa's Nus itself, that's not called Nibbled on the Pasuk of Sof. So at the end of the conversation, I wasn't explicit, I just said, is anything other? So she said, yeah, it wasn't actual Maisa Bia. So she hung up the phone. Then after, so I said, Mazel Tov, okay, good, Shad Mazel Tov. Then after she hung up the phone, then I reminded myself, I don't know who she is. I should have told her that there's a Dina Bia Shalai Kedarko also. If the Nochri was Mazana with the woman, not only Bia Kedarko, the neck of Anakus, even the neck of Esarei is also. So what am I going to do here for a phone? So 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, the girl calls up again. And she says, she just talked to her fiance, and he wants to know explicitly, he wants it to be more explicit. So I was more explicit, I said, did he do this and did he do that? So she said, no. So I said, okay, Shai Magal. Okay. So that was the last shayla that I had before I left. So I told these people they wouldn't want to hear the last shayla. But unfortunately, these shaylas come up all the time. But based on these things, the little apostle law is a special thing for Kohan. And if the woman doesn't know, the woman was Nenso, the woman was Mazana, and she doesn't know whether the man was a Nachri or a Yisrael, so the Mishnah says in Sufi that she's Asura and the Nasi the Kohan. In Sufi, she's Asura. And in Gemara, says, even if there's a Roy, and the Gemara has not my law to be Yuchten, they made a Chumma in the Rabbanah. With respect to Kohuna, because the Pasuk says, you have to see to it that the Kohanim don't violate. The Gemara has an additional drosha, the Gidashna, if they were chaber the Kohanim, get the first Halil, the third Rishon, the fourth Rishon, the potential Zulman, and so on. But what the Pasuk shot, that's an additional level of interpretation. Places writes in Chumma Daf Pei Zayin, that that's only on Asmachta and Rabot. Places one say that it's not really a din deraisa that the Kohan gets the first Halil. I think Gemara says in Gid. Tyson said, no, it doesn't mean their eyes. It means that we have an asmachta for that, we know that. But what's the real dikidashta? So the Gemara says in Yvonne, it's that family that you have to force the coin if he's married to a historic woman, you have to insist that he should get divorced. And even if there's a shayla, even if there's a sofek, it's more common than some sveka the rice of a chumra. Shtei dikidashta, special din, you have to go out of your way. So that's what the Gemara says, a chumra, my loss of a yuchsin. They don't come in the Rabbanon, and even if the roiv is that the woman is Muteris for Kuhuna, let's say the roiv of the people, the woman knows she was a Nenso by a white English speaking person between the age of 25 and 35, she does not say Ayitzeh Agroi. So even though the roiv of people in the neighborhood that it could possibly be are Yisraelim, who don't pass the Nisha Lukuna, but that's the Malos of Yisrael, made a Chumim in the Rabbanon, that the woman is still not permitted to marry a Kohen. Gemara says, unless you have a double roi, you have a trey rube, Gemara says in the first parak in Sukkot, and that's the 12th. When you have trey rube, then the chumra mid rabbanon doesn't apply. But these are mishnayos, these are halachos.
Well, Shvuya,
yeah. The woman was held captive by the nachrim. So we don't know whether she was nivul or not, even though she swears up and down that she was not. She's not the menace on herself. They made a chumra mid the rabbanon. Yeah, midakayra. The woman says she was the nivul of nish. From the rabbanon, they made a chumra that the shibuya is not permitted to marry a cousin. Maybe she was nivul about it. Unless you have an edep, but other than herself, or other than her husband, who testifies with that, that she was not nivul of the enough. Who is there to say? Okay. The next two mishnayos, Tamach Zayin, Amid Aleph, the top mishnah, the second mishnah, are continuing on the theme of Elul Hein Haniskolin. We have the Arba Mishnah Sedin. So we assume by halacha that Skila is the most chomus of the going in order. First we're doing all of the Niskolin, and then the next parak is going to be Elul Hein Hanisrofim. The ninth parak is going to be Elul Hein Hanisrofim, then we're going to go back there. So the Mishnah Nun Gimel gave us a list of Elul Hein Haniskolin, so it says Mesis and Media are both the Skila. So here we have two different Mishnahs. Mesis is the top Mishnah, Medir is the second Mishnah. These are two different people. Mesis is one person, Medir is another person, and we had the Gemara earlier, where the Gemara said that there are two different Lavim in the Chumash, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, they counted as two different Lavim. That's the Gemara of Samach Gimel on the base, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, V'shem v'leim achem lois haskir la yisham al picha. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Voishama al-Picha? Azhara le-Mesis u-le-Mediya. That's the law. The Torah says that the Medichi, Irani Dachas, those who convince all the people in the city and their itself to worship Abedillah, Medichi and Dachas, Achayv Nisa. It doesn't say what Nisa, it just says Achayv Nisa. Then there's another pasuk in Chumash that says that one who tries to convince someone else to worship Abedillah is called a Mesis, Yisis Machita and Parshas Re'ei. Try to convince someone to worship Abedillah. So there it says Yechayv Ski. By the one who convinces the whole city to worship Abba Nizor, there's a din of Yoni Dachas, it says that the Medichim, the two Medichim, Achayev Misa, doesn't say which Misa, doesn't say Skiva, it's about another set. So the Gemara says, alright, it says that Achayev Misa, and it says Achayev Skiva. But officially, you can't give an Oymish unless the person violated some Aver, that's Enoymish, Elam Kemas here. he can't give an Einish Aguf or Misa Malkus unless the person violated a Moises and Azhara. Masirin doesn't mean you give Hasura. That's the teacher is always saying clear. Warning all the students in advance because they know Shimon Kehan Hasim. That's not what it means. That's another thing you have to have Hasura. But this statement, Einish Kehan Hasim means in order to get an Einish Aguf or Misa Malkus, the person has to have violated some Moises. So the Gemara asks from some of Gimel of this, where is there a loy sessi that says that you're not allowed to convince someone to worship of the Zohar? The Gemara says, the law of the Parshas Mishpatim. And it says, V'shim alem achem loy sashkir loy sham apich, you're not permitted to mention the name of an Avodah Zohar. So it doesn't say that convincing someone to worship of the Avodah Zohar, it just says you're not allowed to mention the name of an Avodah Zohar. The Gemara, the quotes of Rai, says that Pasuk is alluding to the Mesis of Medea. Greg the Gemara, what do you mean? You need a Pasuk for Mesis of Medea? No. Mesis, one who coaxes, one who convinces an individual to worship Avodah Zarah, the Hedyek Sipe, there's a Pasuk in Parshat Re'eh, in Yoram chapter 18, well, you don't need a Pasuk in Mishpatim that vague. Shem Lemachem Leistra Spirla Yisham Afir, don't mention the name of an Avodah Zarah, and it's referring to one who mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah in order to convince someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. No! State the Feirish, it says, Kisis Sachil Beni Mechav, someone convinces me to worship Avodah Zarah, it says it's kalta balvanim, it gives skila. Then it says v'hanisharim yishmu v'yirov. Even though he didn't succeed in getting you to worship Avodah Zarah, it was just he attempted to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says you shouldn't have any rahmanas. Even though it was just an attempt, he tried to be machshel me to worship Avodah Zarah. He didn't worship Avodah Zarah. I didn't worship Avodah Zarah. It was just an attempt. So nonetheless, the pasuk says you give him the einish misa, but he doesn't really deserve an einish misa. It wasn't that you thought of it. He tried to do something. It was an attempted crime. He tried to convince me. So the pasuk says, "Doesn't matter." And Cholam Chol Yisrael Yishnu Liro V'lo Yizidinov. Sounds from the pasuk as if the Einish Misa is given to the Mesis as a deterrent to others. Chol Yisrael Yishnu Liro V'lo Yizidinov. Usually, an Einish Misa is given as an Einish Lishaber. The person did an Avera, so he deserves an Einish. So if the Avera is an Avera Hamura enough, so he gets an Einish Misa. Now, if I just Avera Kalas, you give him only Malchus. If you walk Kalman out, you don't even give Malchus on it. So the Pashta says that usually an Einish Misa is an Einish Lisha Ovar. Once in a while, the Psukim seem to indicate that the Misa is not so much an Einish Lisha Ovar, but rather to serve as a deterrent. The Avera that he did is like Ben Sora Mor. So the Mishnah says, it's Nerag Al Shem Sofo, just as. It's going to deter him, he's going to be dead. It's going to deter him from doing, now he's a juvenile delinquent, he's only 13 and a couple of months old, just the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah. He can't become a tzarmar while he's a katan. He can't become a tzarmar after 3 months after his bar mitzvah is finished. There's only a window of opportunity for the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah, he can become a tzarmar. I was going to explain it at the beginning of the parakim tzarmar. So, what's the reason why you give him an einish misa? What's the tekatan? He stole a couple of dollars from the father. And he went and he's hanging out with some gangsters and he ate flesh and he drank wine. So the Aver is so chomer that he deserves an Einish Skila. So the Mishnah says he's Nerag Al Shem Sofo. And the Gemara has a list of people. Gemara says, the Gemara has a din, Argoa Tzrichim Hachrozo. Here's the Gemara. Here on Pei Tesam and Aleph, right before the second Mishnah. There are four people that before the Beis Din gives them the Einish Misa, they have to advertise all over in Eretz Yisrael that this person is getting an Einish Misa because of this and this Aveir. A person, the Chavos Shabbos, David Avodah Zarah, Boal Eishes, you don't have to advertise to the whole world. The Beis Din gives them the Misa and finish. But these four people need Hachraza, Hamesis, one who tries to convince someone else to worship Avodah Zarah, the Ben Sarah Barak, the Zaka Mamre, and the Adam Zomimim. Why? So the Gemara learns that in the Pasuk. It says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmei V'yirov, V'lo Yizidinov. So it sounds a little bit from the Gemara that all four have this common denominator, that by all four, the Einish Misa is not really for the Avera that they did in the past. It's really to serve as a deterrent for others, or to serve as a deterrent for him. He's needed Al Shem Sofo, that you don't want him in Sarah Mora, to become a murderer or a gangster later on when he grows up. So that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes here on Samach Gimel on the base. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, the hachroz is needed, v'lo yizidunov. No one should do that again. No one should do an act of hasasa. So the Gemara says, what do you need? This vague pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim that just says, v'shem v'lein v'chem v'es haskiru lo yisham al picha. That's the law of basis. You have a more explicit pasuk in the parsha of Maisis. It goes explicitly on Maisis. All Yisrael Yishma Biro, Velo Yizid and Odlan, so it's Kadov Rada. This is the paper. So the Gemara answers, you're right. One pasuk goes on Maisis, one pasuk goes on Nidio. The pasuk in Varm chapter, you again, all the keys, this is not the Ben Yemet, that goes on Maisis. And this vague pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, doesn't really say not to convince someone to worship an idol. Just says don't mention the name of an idol. But that's what it goes on. It goes as a lach amidia. What's the difference between a basis and a midia? So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole arichas on this. He quotes from earlier acharonim that basis means basis is hayochid. He tries to convince an individual or a small group to worship an idol. And midia means midia has harabit. Tries to convince a larger group. To worship Avodah Zarah. And he has a whole deon, what's haste a larger group and what's haste a smaller group. How much is a yochid? Is a yochid? What's a rabbi? How many people constitute a rabbi? Shish and Rebo. Shish and Rebo. Shish and Rebo. How many people do you need to be considered a rabbi? So he quotes from the Mishnah Chachamim, he quotes from one of the portion, the Indian of Sefer HaMitzvos, whose mistapik is it 3 or is it 10? And he refers it to the Gemara in the Gittin. The Gemara Gittin talks about two kinds of a neder. There's a neder shuhuda barabim, and a plain neder, a regular neder, as opposed to a neder shuhuda barabim. The neder was taken in public. The one opinion in the Gemara that has a special status. We don't pass them like that. We pass the neder shuhuda barabim saying it's a neder, a private neder. But a neder shuhuda al das rabim, if you say hareini noider al das rabim, then it has a special chal Hashem status, special din, ein la hator ve ein la hafor. There's no way to be matter of a sugi and Chayrus in the Sugi and Gittin. So the Gemara Gittin has a machlokes on Maran. How many people do you have to have that it should be considered a neder shuhudar al das rabbi? So we can pass the law a neder shuhudar bar rabbi just because I took the neder in public. That doesn't give it any special status. But the shuhudar al das rabbi, if I say I take a neder al das all of the people in the room. That there are 20 people in the room. Is that called al das rabbi or not? The Gemara says if you have 10 people to shuhudar, you have 3 people, but you don't have 10, that's a machlokes amarot. Is that called a rabbi mana? The Gemara says based on sugi. So the Mishnah Chachamim, says, he thinks that the difference between a mesis and a midiach is a minyan. If you have a minyan of 10 people, then it's a rabbi, then it has a din of midiach. And if you don't have 10 people, it's only Mesis and Sayachid, then you can, 9 people or less, then it's the other pasuk, then it's Alava Mesis, and they're slightly different din. The din of Mesis is a little different from the din of Medea. The din of Haschinah is not happy with that Mishnah of Chachamim, that he claims that if you have 10 people, that's the definition of Rab Aminyan, Hesta Rabin, Hatsibur. So he says it's not correct. He referred to that Gemara with the Amaroim had a machlekes, by Nevi Shudra, Al Das Rab, how many people do you need? So he says, how do we pass on Allah al Ma'i? He said, 3 people. If I take a neder al das, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, that's already called al das rabbi. You see, Allah al Ma'i, we pass on that 3 is called a rabbi. Yet we have another deal like that, that is the Ramah, and Choshe Mishpat quotes from the Mordechai, at the end of Bav Metzia, that if somebody wants to give a kinyan to the rabbi, so no Ma'i kinyan is needed. If I promise I'm going to give you a table, a chair, a safe, or whatever, and I change my mind. So the kinyan doesn't take effect until you make an actual ma'isa kinyan. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Mechira. Ena mekach nikmin b'dvar. Just talking about it, you can't transfer ownership of property, whether it's karka on the top of it. You have to make a ma'isa kinyan to clinch the deal. So the Mordechai quoted by the Rambam, Chesh Mishpat says, Bamed Rambam Murim, that's if a yochid wants to be done. What if he wanted to be machna to a rabbi? But then the rabbim has the ability to be found without any need from Isaac. How many people do you need to be called around? So after 3, 3 people was called around. But the Haskinah points out, that's how we pass him by Neder Shehuda, Al-Das Rabbim means 3 people. Truth of the matter is, that even according to the other opinion of the Gemara in Gittin, that Neder Shehuda, Al-Das Rabbim, you need 10, the Pashtus says, but the definition of rabbim, everybody agrees is 3. So the Gemara says like this, the Pasuk says by Zobo, there's a din of a nigga, there's a din of a zogo. So the din of a nigga of the isha has to be as done the eighth nigga. Normal time. The dam comes below eighth nigga during the 11 days. Yuralfiyam shvedig and a nigga. Then she has 3 a riyaz dam 3 days in a row. Then she becomes a zogo. So the pasuk says isha ki yozib zoyv doma yomim rabim. So the Gemara dashes Yomim Shnayim, Rabim Shlosha. That's how you know that it's Zavah Gzaiwa, Zavah Tana, there's a meal one day, 2 days in a row. It's a Zavah Tana, Shomeris Yom Kiragad Yom. But in order to require Shivinikiyin, you require that there should be a meal done 3 consecutive days based on the Pasuk, Yomim Rabim, Yomim Shnayim, Rabim Shlosha. So the Gemara says from that Pasuk, from that style of Rashi, you see that Rabim haste if you have Shlosha. It's not even talking about people over here, just the term Rabim means three, or whatever you're dealing with. Here it has to be 3 days. If you're talking about people, there's three people. If you're talking about lollipops, there's three lollipops.
Any kind of Rabim, there's three lollipops.
Different meanings. Right. Has different meanings and different context. So if it's referring to a number, so this number, the word Rabim means three. The opinion in the Gemara that we rather do not accept, the opinion in the Gemara that Nevesh Yehuda Avdas Rabin only has a special status if it's Nevesh Yehuda Avdas 10, then you need 10 people. That's not because they hold that Rabin is 10. No, everybody's master Rabin Shlosh. They argue the point because based on the Pasuk in Yoshua, it says when the Givonim were from the Zayin Umis, and the Din was Lois Achai Kol Nisham, they were supposed to wipe them all out. So they got dressed up, as if they came from a different place in Africa, and they came to Yeshua Nun, and they made believe that they're from, not from Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we understand you want to kill everybody out. Habrachmona says, no, we don't want to kill everybody, only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. They say, oh, well, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So he made an agreement. And the Pasuk says, Kinish Bulahem Roshe Ha'edo, all the leadership of Klal Yisrael, swore to them that they're not going to fear on Mahan. Then he found out soon afterwards that they were fakers. That they had fooled them, they really were from the Zayin Umis, and they were supposed to kill them, because of the Din was the Chayav on the Shabbat. But because the Pasuk says, even though the Shmuel was taken victorious, so it says that in order not to make a Chil Hashem, it says they didn't kill him. So the Pasuk uses the expression, Kinish Bulahem Roshei Ha'edo. So the Gemara says one shot because it's a Chil Hashem. The Achil Hashem, even though the oath was not really binding, it was taken on the false premises. The other suggestion in Marquis was because it was a Neder Shahudar Al Das Rabbi. Kinish Bolahem Rosh Eidah Eidah. So the Gemara says there, the word Eidah appears. And the word Eidah has the connotation of Ted. That's why there, by Neder Shahudar Al Das Rabbi, or Neder Shahudar Bar Rabbi, there, there's one opinion, there's one Mandama the Gemara, that there, the term Rabbi has the connotation of Ted. Not that he holds in Kola Tarakula Rabbi was Ted. Pashtus says there never was a machloikis. He said that the difference in definition between a mesis and a mediach is that a mesis is the yechidim. The yochid of the yechidim. And a mediach is one who coaxes his rabbin to worship Abed Azorah. It's not going to be totally in a machloikis on Maron Yegidim where the Nedesh Udar al Das Rab means 3 or 10. Like the Minchat Kuna says, no, it should be the holiday is 3. The Mandama said there that you need 10 for Nedesh Udar al Das Rab. That's for a different reason. It's a different word. Neder Shudar Al Das Rabim is a misnomer. It's really Ha'edo. These people have Rosh Ha'edo. If it's a Shvua Al Das Ha'edo, Al Das Rabim means Al Das Ha'edo, a different word, then you need 10 over there. But in Kol HaTerukulim, whenever there's a Avoha that depends on Rabim, everybody agrees that it's 3. That's what you see from the Gemara there. So that's what the Menchas Kuna comes to Maskana anyway. He says that there, Gufa, by Shvua Gufa, by Neder Shudar Al Das Rabim Gufa, we pass the 3. We don't pass the 10. So he says over here the din should be that it's really 3. That's what the Minhas Kina talks about. Is that called Mesis or not? Is that called Mesis or not? Omer l'shnayim, it says Omer l'shnayim heine eidav. If he tries to give in 2 people to worship Abed Azorah, so he has a din of mesis. Why did he have a din of mesis? But he tried to convince 2. So you see that 2 is also a din of mesis. So the Menachas Kina quotes the Mishnah's Chachamim, or raises the possibility, maybe if you mesis 2 people, it doesn't have a din of mesis, maybe he already has a din of mediach. Aye, but if the Mishnah gives that example, now maybe Omer l'shnayim means, Omer l'shnayim zeh shalo b'fnei zeh. He tried to convince Reuven last week to worship Abed Azorah. This week he tried to convince Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon, and neither of them listened to him. They both said, what, are you crazy? We should become a Mishmada, we should worship Abed Azorah. So maybe Reuven and Shimon, the 2 people who were Nisa, Zesh, Alev, and Pnezeh, different times, different years. Maybe they both get together and they give him an Einish Mises. So the Minhas Chinuch quotes this from the Mishnah's Chacham, then he says, it cannot be Because that's a din of Eidus Mi'echedes. The din is that Eidus Mi'echedes, let's say a fellow was Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, in the presence of one egg. That is Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Nech, in the presence of a different egg. In each egg, one of them, don't be Mechal Shabbos, you deserve an Oinish Skila. I'm going to try to give you the Skila. Guy says, I don't care, give me all the Skila you want. So then the two Eidim will come together, and they'll testify, let's say, maybe Shabbos Bereishis and Noach, you can think of, let's say, both on Bereishis. One Eid Echot says he was Mechal Shabbos 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis in my presence. The other Eid says he's Mechal Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. Two Eid say he's Mechal Shabbos on the same Shabbos, but at different times in the day. He did different malachas. So the Gemara, even the same malachas. It doesn't matter. So the Gemara is out of the passage that Eid is Mechedis is only good in Momenis, it's not good in the Parshas. So that's why the Minchas Kinnah says you cannot say Pshat over here, Omar Vishnayin. The Mesis tried to convince two people to worship Avodah Zarah. Hein Heinedov, Medina, also the best of himself, and Masa. You can't say that that's the Pshat. He tried to coax two people at two different times to worship Avodah Zarah, Tainete. That would be Eidus Mi'echedes. Eidus Mi'echedes is not acceptable in Dina Nefesh. That's what he argued. Then he said, you see from the Mishnah the Farish that if you try to convince two people together, you have a Dina Mesis. You don't have the Dina Mesis. That is not so 100% Bukhra, the argument of the Minchas Kinnah. The Pashat Pshat, the Mishnah means he's trying to convince two people together, but if you want to really insist that it means Zesh Alod Rifnei Zeh, the argument in Halacha that the Minchas Kinnah gave is not necessarily so convincing, because the Gemara said before that Echadin Mamas Vechadin in the Pashat Bikrisha Mechakiv. He started the Lamed Beis on the Mount, that's the beginning of the third parable. So the Gemara says that Hilchas Eidus is the same, Mishpatech Yolahan, the Din of Eidus are the same in Mamas and the Pashat. And the only, and the Seder Hadil, the way that they judge, also the same. The Asura Chilukim should be Mamanus and Nefashis, the 10 differences, the 9 out of the 10 differences are really based on in Yonim of Hatzola, the Yitzila Hoedah, the Poskim the Schuas, and you need a Rav of Shnayim, and Alamit Schuas, and a Chazim of Alamit Chogon, you need Halonis Adin. All of the 9, one difference is that Mamanus is another Bezna. 3 Nefashis, you need a Bezna Chogon. So that's Xeris HaKosim. The other 9 differences, Mishnah says there are 10 differences between Mamanus and the Pashas. The other 9 differences are all based on the Yonim of Hatzol, the Yitzilu Eidah. So the Yitzilu Eidah only applies to Din and the Pashas, the Chalkis, the Medin, and Golus. It doesn't apply to Din and the Pashas. What are you going to say to Yitzilu Eidah? Why should I give him a break? Reuben and Shimon have a Din Torah. So if I give him a break, he's going to lose. I'll give him a break, he's going to lose. There's always a Tzatchik and Eged. You're talking about Malkus, Amisa, Golus. There's only one person who's the Nidon. So the halacha says, if you see later, give him a break, only be ma'apach the schusa, try to give him a break. And the mamanus person says, how can you give a break? If you give, if you say, if you see later to one, it'll be at the expense of the other one. So that's why Hatzolah, if you see later, doesn't apply. So one can argue the point, then, as you say, that, that special din, that Eidus Mi'echedes is not acceptable. Indeed, in the Nefashis, but indeed, the mamanus Eidus Mi'echedes is good. If one Eid says, he broke his window last year, and then the window was worth $1,000. The other eight says that he borrowed $1,000 this year. So, and there's only an erechad on the breaking of the window, there's only an erechad on the halvot, but outside of Shabbat Shabbat, there were two eightim who say that he owes him $1,000. Maybe he even owes him $2,000. According to one, he owes him $1,000 for breaking the window. According to one, he owes him $1,000 on the halvot. But we don't have two eightim on $2,000. We have two eightim on $1,000. The halvot says that for mamanus, you accept Eidus Mi'echedes. So it could be that that halacha that we don't accept Eidus Mi'echedes in the Pashas is also a part of the Yitzilu Ha'idah. It could be that that, and the Gemara says all the dinim of Hatzola don't apply to Mesis. The Gemara says the Chilufei the Mesis, Alamit Gimel Alamit Beis. The Gemara says all the 9 Chilufei. Halacha that you need a Bezna 23. That's a dinim, dinim Pashas. That has nothing to do with Hatzola. So that din applies to Mesis also. All of the 9 differences between Mamanus and the Pashas, because the Yitzilu Eidah goes out of your way to give the fellow a break. So the Gemara says all of those dinim, that's about 15 lines from the top of Lamed Gimel of the day. So the Gemara says, Amar Abdullah Barashi, the Chibur for the Mesis, because it says, Masachom Lesachasol. You don't give many breaks. So one could really argue the point and say that Eidus Mi'echedes is no good in the Pashas, is no good in Malkus, is no good in Golus. But if he's good in Mamanus, it could be that the reason why he's no good in Malkus and in Mitzah, and in Golus, because the Yitzilu Eidah, but by Mesis, it's not in the Yitzilu Eidah, the Eidus Mi'echedes would be good. So one could really insist that Homo Lishnaim, Hein Hein Eger, the Vino Asa Lefez means Homo Lishnaim, Tnei Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. The Poshik Shad Mishnah is not so, but the Minchas Chinuch argues that it can't be because of this consideration. Edis Mecheles is not acceptable. That argument you can think of. The Yachad. Rashi says, yeah, oh, that's probably Rashi realized one could think so. This is Pashup Shad is the Yachad, yeah. Okay. Why? Let's say he tried to convince me to worship others. He thinks that he can convince me easily. And I want to give him Isa. So I tell to wait him to hide. One would be enough. One should be enough. It's the thing. This number one is enough. Why does it say Machminim lo Eidim Machuri Hageder? If one is there, the Nisas can be one of the Eidim. That's a good kasha. Why does it say Machmin? Why does it say you have to hide two Eid Machuri Hageder? All you have to hide is one Eid, and the other Eid will be here. They say because that goof is Eidis Mirvedis, because the two Eidim are not right there as there. Okay. An interesting point. You see, for the Mishnah, the Eidis Mecheres is not acceptable. The two kinds of Eidis Mecheres. One kind of Eidis Mecheres, they're made on a different act of Chilul Shabbos. One says it is Mechal Shabbos 9 in the morning, the other one says Mechal Shabbos 2 in the afternoon. Then there's another kind of Eidis Mecheres, that's the Gemara Makis, where they're both seeing the same Maisa Aveira, Echad Roy Mechal and Zeb, Echad Roy Mechal and Zeb, Echad Roy Zeb, Zeb. If the two Eidim don't see each other, the Gemara calls that also Eidis Mecheres. And also, there's no good in the Pashas. And it is good in moments. You see, so you type it from the Mishnah, you see. Doesn't say Rabbi, yeah, just says Rabbi lost in the presence of people. More assumes because it already become public knowledge. A different has the one. It already become public knowledge. Anyway, that's what the Minchas Chinuch thinks Lamaskan. He thinks that the correct chiluk is that Amesis is Amesis a Yochid, one or two. And if it's a Mesis, he tries to coax three people or more to worship over the Zohar, that's a different parasha, that's Midiach. Midiach is a different pasuk, that's Gemara Samach Yemel Amin Aleph. A Mesis is a pasuk, Anasham Yishnu V'Yiro, V'lo Yizidro, a specific laugh of Mesis, and the laugh of Midiach is in concert a different laugh. Shem Elachim HaMesis HaSkir Lo Yisham HaPicha. In fact, on that Gemara, Lamech Yemel Amin Aleph, that we just said, that the Dinim of Hatzolah do not apply to Mesis, that's the Lashon HaGemara. So Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim. How do you know that the Inyoni Hatzolah do not apply to Mesis? That's on Lamech Yemel Amin Aleph. So one Amora says is based on the Pasuk by Mesis that says, Losachmon Losachas Olav. The next Amora says it's based on the Pasuk, Ki Horek Targev, it's stated by Mesis, it's both by Mesis. So is there any difference between this Pasuk and that Pasuk? So Yosameach suggests in one place on the Rambam, he suggests maybe it will happen on Achimina for Midiach. Not all the Dinam of Mesis necessarily carry over to Midiach. It's a different lab. We have some of Gimel Mesis Dinam are different. So it could be, he claims that there's a Machloika Samarayim. All the Inyonim of Hatzolah, the nine halachas that you go out of your way to give the fellow a break. In the court case, maybe that's only by Mesis, maybe by Midiach. You don't go out of your way to revert. But Mesis is an exception to the rule. You don't go out of your way to give him a break. You just treat it like the woman is. But what about Midiach? Maybe Midiach is the same as all other in the Pashas. If you do go out of your way to give him a break, or maybe Midiach is the same as Mesis. So the Yerushalmiach thinks that should depend on the Drashas of Sukkot, which is the Pashas. Anyway, the Mishnah clearly says that there's a difference between the two. In Halacha, we know that there's a difference. The Midiachi Irani Dachas, the Midiach is Harabin. The Midiach has the Rabbim is only Chayim Nisa if the whole city has a din of Yirani Dachas. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. If you Midiach three people or more, you only get Nisa if these three people are going to be Nidum with a din of Yirani Dachas. If three people are not going to have a din of Yirani Dachas, so the guy's always going to be off the hook. If you Mesis as Hayochid one or two people, the Mesis is Chayim Skila. The Midiach is a Machlekes HaTanan, whether it's Skila, it doesn't say the Beirish in the Pasuk, it just says, HaMidiach, Midiach is the Irani Dachas, it says the Midichim also get an Oynish Misa. It doesn't say which Oynish Misa. So the Gemara has the Machloikas Tatanoim here, right after, on Samach Zayin Amin Aleph, right after the first Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, where it says, by the Tani letter Zion, the Eibishpat has a Tani letter Zion there. So it says, Mitichi Yemen Yidach is Biskiler of Shimon on the Bechenik. So Machwek and Tatanai, where on the Shmises do they get? Shimon says they don't get Skiler, it's different. It's a different lab, and it's a different Einish Misa. We happen to pass them that it's also the Skiler. According to Rav Shimon, it's a dance in a different Einish of Chenik. And the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah from the Gemara, the Mivichi Irini Dachas only get the Einish of Skila, the Rambam passed on Skila, not Chenik, they only get the Einish if the Irini Dachas has the status of Irini Dachas. If it doesn't have the status, then they don't get the Einish. They don't get the Einish Skila, then they're potter. If he would have been a Mesa Sol Yachid, he would have been Chai Mesa, even if he doesn't succeed in convincing the fellow to worship Abu Yisrael. And by Midiyah HaSarab, it's a special din, only if the people are Nidon, only if the people that he's working on, are Nidon with the din of Yirini Dach, guns in different din. It appears that not. And Midiyah HaSarab is a different lab and a different Allah. Guns and a different alarm. Yes. Well, shy walk together. I don't think so. How can he speak to all sins? Like that Rasha? Stop. Once he convinces the Raiho here to worship Father Nizar, then his status changes to become a Nidhi. So it's simple. Or that's what it seems like. Yeah, the Gemara on Sama Zayin and Al, the Gemara quotes about 10 lines after the first Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya of Raisa. Or Sharkal Chavi Mishnah about Torah that Raisa is drawing a contrast between Mesis as opposed to all the other people who are Chai Mesis. This price that we already had a long time ago on the first pair. This was on the Ches on the day. This price was on the Ches on the day. It's here it says. On the Ches on the day, 10 lines from the bottom, and it says on this side, it says, Perceptives and every pair of you. So it says that there are several differences between the Mesis as opposed to other Chavi Mises. All other Chavi Mises, Sharkal Chavi Mises, Shabbat Torah, any Mises must smell of the Eidah, the Eidin, the Hasroah. And a Mises doesn't need all of that. A Mises doesn't need Eidah, the Eidin, the Hasroah. And Shark Chavi Mises, Shabbat Torah, Eimach Minim Aleyah. Let's say, if someone is Mechal Shabbos, and I warn him, you better not be Mechal Shabbos. I'm going to bring in a bed and I'm going to give you a skila. He says, I don't care, give me a skila, I don't care. And he doesn't know that Eidechad is not enough to give skila. So let's say there are two Eidim watching, so Eidechad is talking not enough, so I can't give skila. But let's say there are two Eidim who are looking through the window, and the fellow is Mechal Shabbos, not even aware that these two Eidim are watching. So the Braisa says that that's not acceptable. It's only a good Eidis to give an Eidish Misa Malkus if the Baal HaAveir is aware of the fact that the Eidim are present. If he doesn't know that there are Eidim there, then it's not enough of a Mason. Has to be aware of the fact that the Eidim are present and that these two Eidim will be able to bring the Bezin and get the Bezin to give the Einish Misa. The only one exception to the rule where you can give an Einish Misa based on Eidis with the Eidim are hiding and the Baal HaAveir is not even aware that they're present is in Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Machminim Leidim, by the Mesis. Why? Because the Mesis Shteik Tadin Lasachmo V'Loisachat. You go out of your way to give him an Einish Misa. So that's one law concept in fair good. The Shari of Chayim Misa Shabbat Torah, all other people of Chayim Misa, you have to have Hasroah. And you cannot have Eidim hiding, the Baal HaAveir has to be aware that the Eidim are watching. As opposed to Mesis, you don't need Hasroah. And Machmir Mesa Eidim is also acceptable. So this is Grad, and we learned already, this is a Machlekes Rashi, and sounds like a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis on that Ches and the base. What does that mean? That by the Mesis, he taka don't need Hasroah. That's what it means, you should be don't need Hasroah. So that's how Rashi seems to learn. That by Mesis, there's no requirement for Hasroah. How can that be? It's an exception to the rule. In Kolatar Kuli, you don't give any Misa or Malkus unless there was Hasroah. Mesis is the one and only exception to the rule. So when we learned that Ches, we pointed out, it's not really so. There were all four. So seem to be exceptions to the rule. That braisa that we just had on Pei Tesom at Aleph, 5 lines before the second Mishnah on Pei Tesom at Aleph, where the braisa said, Arbor, Tzrichen Hachrozo, there were 4 people that before the Beis Din gives the Yonish Misa, right after they give the Yonish Misa, they have to announce, Ploini Niskal, the Beis Din Shal Ploini, because he did such and such an Aveira. They have to have Hachrozo. All of those 4, but the Misa is really to serve as a deterrent. It's not really an Yonish Lishavar. It's really to serve as a deterrent Lahapor. So all of those 4, it would appear from Rashi that you don't need Hasra on any of them. The Mesa, according to Rashi, doesn't need Hasra. And so Rambam is also a Machlok is Rashi, the Rambam Rashi Shita said you don't need Hasra, the Rambam holds it, you do. Zalka Mamre is a Gemara, and Eden Zalka is a Gemara and Sukkot. All 4 of these characters don't need Hasra. So it could be that that's Hatzala Shavuot Shabbat. You only need Hasra where the Oynish is giving, the Oynish Misa is given as a punishment for his having done an Aver with the Shavuot. He did an Aver for which he deserves an Oynish Misa. So if they gave him Hasra, that makes the Aver into an Aver very much amazed. Very amazed. Yehi Masron, he says, Apa Pichen, he's going to do it anyway. I want to do it anyway. That's very much amazing. But these 4 people, the Oynish that he gets, is not really, he doesn't really deserve the Oynish. Eden Zemimim was attempted. They tried to get away with a shtickle. And the Betzorim was Al Shem Stoifoy. And the Zakamami also, I think it's up for Kev. No one's going to listen to him anyway. They're going to listen to Desmond Gobel. And the Mesis, he tried to convince me to worship up in his own. He didn't succeed. So all 4 really are Nerag Al Shem Tov, that's the Tzad Hashem, that's why they all need Hachrozit. So that could be, according to Rashi, why all 4 of these people don't need Hasro. Rashi on Chesed and Bey seems to learn Kipshito. You don't need Hasro. Tosfos on Chesed and Bey said it's not true. It's not true that you don't need Hasro. Pshat is you don't need a full, open, explicit Hasro. They don't have to say, you better not be, you better not try to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. I'm going to bring it to Desmond. I'm going to give you an Oynish Skila. So you're going to say that, so the guy's not going to be Mesis me. So the Mishnah says, Machminim lo yedim, and when you give around the bad Hasra, you don't give an explicit Hasra. What does the fellow say? When he tries to convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah, so the Mishnah says, on Samach Zaynim and Allah, in the first part, like, Ruhoi Maloi, and the Nisas should respond back to the Mesis. What are you talking? Hech Nandiach HaSalakenu Shabashamayim, Nelech Nabad Eitzim Lavon. How can he do such a thing? But we're all Jewish. How can he worship Avodah Zarah? You don't tell him, you don't have to tell him, how can you convince me to worship Avodah Zarah? I'm going to give you skila. And then the guy's going to say, Abba Pichain, I don't care. No. You make a lana din of Hasra. Tesis disagrees with Rashi, you do need Hasra. Could be that Tesis disagrees on all 4. Adam Zebemin is like Mark Suba that you don't need Hasra. The other 3 are, Zakamami is also a Gemara that came out of the Pharisees. Zakamami does need Hasra. The other 2 are questionable. The Mesis, with the Ben Sora Mora, that's a Machloi. So Tosis learns on Chesed Beis that the Mesis also needs Hasra. When it says in the Mishnah, Hech Nandiach is Alakenu Shabashmai Venel Vanabed, it's my bottom, that is the Hasra. What it means is, Vasachmo Vasachasa, what it said in Lam Gimel Beis, that you don't give any breaks to the, you don't have any way to give a break to the Mesis. So, as far as the Mesis is concerned, that's enough of a Hasra. All other people, you have to bend over backwards to give them a break. So we say it's only called a Hasra if you were very explicit. You better not do that Avera. We're going to bring it to Bez. We're going to give you an Oynish Skila. We're going to give you an Oynish Chenix, right? Or whatever. And we quote the Pasuk and so on. And he says, I don't care. Afa Pichein, I'm going to do the Avera. Anyway, give me the Oynish Misa. So we're very machmir in the issue of Hasra, in order to be Mekel, in order to give my break. But Vaisis, Shtetl, Sachel, Vasachasolam, you don't go out of your way, you're not Mechis to give my break. So that's how Taisis learns. That's how Taisis learns. This Hech Nandich HaSavakeinu Shabashamayim, this itself is the Hasra. See, according to Taisis, we understand the next line in the Mishnah. It says, the second wide line on Samas Ayinim and Aleph. He tries to convince me to worship of his earth. And then I say, Hech Nandich HaSavakeinu Shabashamayim, Nelch Nabad of his earth. So it says, Im Chayzat Boy, if he says, okay, you're right, masking. I feel bad. I'm not going to convince you to worship himself. So it says, Hareza Mutav, he's off the hook. You don't give him the Oynish Misa. So according to Tosfos, this Hech Nandiach Avinu Shabbat Shemayim V'Nerach Nabid is the Hasra. So you can't give Misa for the Hasasa that he did before, because it was done without Hasra. It will continue the Hasasa after the Hasra, then he'll get an Oynish Misa. But according to Rashi, Rashi on the Chesed and Beis sounds like he holds that by all 4, All four don't need hachrozah. All four need hachrozah. Don't need any hasrah. That's what they all have in common. So by Nesis, you don't need any hasrah. So why does it say in Chozer Baharezah Mutav? Well, he backs out that he already was Nesis me. He tried to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah. So if he backs out, like backing out from Avodah Zarah to Knevi, that's a Gemara in the end of the Dorah. The Gemara says in the end of the Dorah, on that Pei Zayin, that if a person is Megadeh for Avodah Zarah, he has Charata, Terti Nevibur, so Chazorah Terti Nevibur doesn't pop to him from the Yonish Nisa. For worshipping Avodah Zarah, for being the goddess. So you're going to say, Chazorah Terchei Nedibur helps to back out from faces. Why should that be so? And it's not according to Rashi, the pshat is not that it helps to back out. It's not backing out from faces. The definition of faces is that he keeps on pressuring me. If he just says, what do you say, let's go worship Avodah Zarah, I say, what are you, crazy? Then he says, okay, forget it. So that's not called, by definition, that's not called the faces. But if he says, no, let's go worship Avodah Zarah, and I say, what are you talking about? You're not saying, no, you have to worship Avodah Zarah. So that, by definition, that's the definition of the basis. He's persistent. Even though I try to resist, and he keeps on insisting, so that's the definition of basis. And Chos Ba'arez and Mutu, because he didn't do an act of Hasasa. Hasasa means that he's persistent in the act of Hasasa. According to Tais, it's not that he has to be persistent, just saying once is already an act of Hasasa. But you have to have a hasrah. So the first time he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah, there was no hasrah. There was no prior hasrah. But he gave a hasrah. But then in Chos Ba'arez and Mutav, he didn't do the Avera after the hasrah. But we'll say again a second time, that will be the Avera done with the hasrah. So the Pashtus is, and it's probably a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what that din is based on. Chos Ba'arez and Mutav, why is it that it's Arez and Mutav? Is it because it's not an act according to Rashi? By definition, it's not called an act of hasas. It's only called a nesis if he's persistent. And according to Tais, it's not a word that he has to be persistent. No, even if he just said likely, mildly is also an act of hasas. Because of Amuta, because there was no hasra. The nesis also needs hasra called. Says it's improper. Hechna nirchas avakenu shebashamayim v'nelach v'navar eiz ma'avot. So he's saying, how can you do such a thing? But we're all Jewish. It doesn't make sense. The Tosfos learns that by nesis, we don't go out of our way to give him a break. So that's enough of a hasra. That's what Tosfos interprets. That's enough of a hasra. That you have a hasra. No, this is the one and only one. There is a strange Tosfos in Chover, yeah. Chover, Machlokes, but it's Tzara Hasra. We have that also on that page. There is a strange Tosfos on the first daf in Tzvura. There is a Mishnah. You're not permitted to take a Behemas Korban and take a Behemas Korban and say, Harezu Tachazu. We discussed a couple of weeks ago about the Dinas Tzvura. So the Mishnah says, what if the person made Tzvura? So he gets Malkus for violating the Avera. Vahayuhus Marasi Yakodesh. The original Korban remains Kodesh. And the chulin becomes nitfas b'kdushas tzmura. So there's a mishnah later in tzmura. Tosfos quotes it on the first daf on Beis Hamidah. The mishnah later in tzmura that says it does make a difference whether he did the tzmura b'shogeg or b'mezid. Same did. What do you mean same did? He gets malchus b'shogeg. So it's 2 days in Tosfos. So one day in Tosfos says, yeah, he gets malchus b'shogeg. Mamish, he didn't know that it's an avera. He thought it's permissible. He gave his magdish by mistake this skinny animal. Then he sees a skinny baby. He wants to make better. So he takes a big fat gizunta baby. He wants to substitute the big fat one. Instead of the skinny one, he didn't know that it's an avera. He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So Tosfos has one day, that when the Mishnah says later in tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference. B'shogeg give him a mitzvah. You give him malchus, b'shogeg. Mamash no hasrua. B'shogeg. And then the Iker day, Alpi Pashto says, nah, the Mishnah means that the tomorrow is chal. Even though the Aver was not b'shogeg, he certainly doesn't get any Malkus, but nonetheless, the Malkus is going to get any. That's the Pashim shot. But Tosfos has this popular opinion among the Bali Antosis that you can get Tzmura, you can get Malkus, b'shogeg. Apelodik is not such a Ramam, Apelodik Ramam, the Tirish HaMishnah is the first mission in Shabbos. Ramam talks Shalom in Indian over there. He starts roaming around the Shas. He talks about Abu al Shifcha Harufa. Those are Mishnayis and priests. So the din by Shifcha Harufa is that the boy al Shifcha Harufa, if she would have been a full fledged Shish, she would have been a Chai Mitzvah. But if it's only a Shifcha Harufa, Echrepes Liish, so he begged Bishayki, begged Mesid, the Pasuk says, he brings Hasham, Shivcha Haru. Usually, you only bring a carbon if you did an Aver Bishayki. But the Mishnah has, it increases. Akwam Levin, carbon ala Mesid Bishayki. There are four people who bring a carbon even on the Aver, was violated the Mesid. So one of them is the Hasham Shivcha Haru. But it does make a difference whether Bishayki got a Mesid. Then the Mishnah says, and it more elaborates there, it increases, the Asham Shivcha Harufa, the carbon Asham, that's only the boil gets a break. But the Nevelis, the Shivcha Harufa, it says, she gets malchus. The Karasiyah, she gets malchus. So if you put the two together, it says she gets malchus, and he gets Asham, and it does make a difference, B'shoyim Gavimayim. But what does make a difference? The boil is Chayat. Asham Shivcha Harufa does make a difference. But the Nevelis gets malchus, B'shoyim Gavimayim. How can it be? Would he give Malchus Bishon? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah writes like that. And it's not a misprint. That's how it says in the new translation also. That's what it says. And the Rambam, the Yad Chazaka, doesn't have that. But in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's increases, he doesn't have it. Just in the first Mishnah in Shabbos, he writes like that. But is there an awkwardness that the Taisus in Tzmura, there's a fellow that is that, the Taisus holds a popular sheet in Taisus that one of those Tzmura Bishayge gets Malchus. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is also a fellow. How can you give an Oynash Aguf if the person violated the Shaykh? Now, why do you have to have a Hasra? By Mesis, Taisa says, we'll make, or Rashi says, you don't need any Hasra. Taisa says, no, you need Hasra. But since there's a deal of Sachma, who has a Hasra above, so we say any Hasra called the Hood good enough, and this is Ginuk. This is not Hasra. Ech na niach has a Vakeno Shabbat Shmai, we never have to know it over the Zohar. You don't even have to say, hey, I'm here. I don't think so. If you don't need hey, one, you have to have machminim, so you have to have machminim, so then you have to do enough that the eidim who are hiding, Achuri Agera, should be able to hear. But if you have, even if you have the Zayma Lishnayim, you still have to have hey, I'm here. Either according to Taisus, that's the Asura, that's the Bimkai Asura. According to Rashi, that's the Hasasa. The Hasasa has to be with persistence. I don't think so. I think the Pasha says that applies in the previous case as well. Here, the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim. What's the din of Nabi Shehidiyah? The two Parshas in Chumash, both in Re'ed, there's a din Kiyasis Chachicha Beni Mecha Oreach Hashak Nafshak Alein Rapsam Rekhaz Dikok Tzidu Moshe Bavid Azor. Then it says, right before that, Ralech, the Kiyokum, and then he tries to convince you to worship Abed Azara. So it says that he gets an Einish Mises. He tries to coax you to worship Abed Azara. Then he's a Mises. But he's a Nabi. He says, I got a Nabuah. And he establishes himself as a stomach crackpot walks in and he says he's a Nabi. So that's not called a Nabi. Nabi means. That's called a Nabi Mutsa. Some guy comes in, he says that he got a Nebuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam that XYZ. That I should stop this year at 9:24. So I'm sure that. Why should I stop at 9:24? I'm afraid to listen to it. Unless he shows an Osam Mofitz and he establishes himself as a Nabi. So then I have to listen on anything. He tells me I should say this year until 10:30. I should stop this year at 9:00. Whatever he says, you have to listen. He tells you to be Mahal Shabbos. This Shabbos says a Harosha. You have to listen. Even, Bakar, Elof Nishmon, even Lavra al Dibetara, no Hirosho. You have to listen to the Nabi. But the Gemara says that's only if he's on Paytas and the Beit. Gemara says it has to be a Nabi Mukhsi. He has to be a Nabi Mukhsi, not stuff. I remember once on a Shabbos morning, there was some stranger came into the yeshiva. So he started putting on tefillin. So Rav Lipschitz walked over to him and he said, we saw the Meshuggah, but we didn't know who he was. We didn't want to have any shaykhs. So Rav Lipschitz walked over, always very gelassi. He says, and the fellow didn't speak Yiddish, he starts speaking in Riddim. So he says, Azeh, Anom Shabbat, Anom Yichat Tfilin. So he tells him in Hebrew, he got a Nebuah last night, that he should put on Tfilin today. He knows that Shabbat's got a Nebuah. And Lipschitz asked him, was the Nebuah in English or in Hebrew? So he says, it's in English. He says, I'm not so bad. Then what's the Chalmah of the Riddim? He took off the Tfilin. He told him the Nebuah has to be in Hebrew. I don't know. So he took off the tefillin. That was the end of the story. So there is a din. So the parsha gives that marshal. The fella comes and he says he's a Navi and establishes himself as such a boho. Is my face? Then with the Korach HaNavua, it says, Eilof Tishmon, you have to listen. So he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is the one exception to the rule that you don't listen to them. Even if he tells you, if he tells, the Navi establishes himself as a Navi, says, from now on, the laws of Kashrus don't apply. So the Gemara says, later be a dua that is a Navi Asher. The Baruch Shalom is not going to change the deen. He can tell me that the laws of Kashrus don't apply today. The laws of Shabbos don't apply this coming Shabbos, so I go ashore. But if he tells me, the laws of Shabbos, Me'atah Ve'Roilam, the laws of Shabbos don't apply. So that's Islam and Christianity. That's the Rambam's Moshe. That's the Navi Asher. And Yoh Bahar Kamlo, he wrote Shoah, he said, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to bring for a family Shlut Echutz on this one occasion, so then you listen to it. But if it comes to the Yoiker, that's the Mishnah and the Gemara on Peites. So the Gemara says, if the Navi establishes himself as a Navi with an awesome office, and he tells you to invest in AT&T, or don't invest in AT&T, whatever he tells you to do an Aver Lo Hayro Shoah, so you have to listen. But if he tells you, Taka Navi, he tells you to put on Tefillah on Shabbos, and got the Nebuah B'Losh Nafari, so you gotta listen to him, sure. That's what he tells you, you gotta listen. But what happens if he tells you to be Oikar Mitzvah Min HaTorah Mikol Vakol, so then the Yodua that is in Ovi HaShekar, or if he comes to tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, even though I Ruah Shoah, that's also the Yodua that is in Ovi HaShekar. So that's what the Pasuk says. Kyokim Kirkha Novi Ocholot Halom, but also the Ho'os and Romans, the Bo'os and Romans. And then it tries to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah, so it says that that you give him an Einish Misha. So it doesn't say which Einish Misha does he get. The visit din of Novi Asheker, let's say a Novi comes and he gives an Ois in my face, and he fools me into believing that he's a Novi, holding the faith, fools me into believing that he's a Novi, and he tells me I should eat treifas tonight. And I didn't think he showed an Ois in Novi, he tells me only tonight. From now on you have to keep kosher, only tonight. And I listen to him, I don't listen, it doesn't make a difference. And then later on, we catch him that the whole thing was a fake. So the din is that a Novi Asheker is Chayiv Chenek. That's a Mishnah. Chayiv Chenek. So here is a Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan. What's the din of a Novi Shehidia? The Novi shows an awesome office, and it comes true, and it looks to us that it's authentic. You see, he has established himself as a Huchsat Novi, established himself as, that's the only way. That's the only way. The Rambam poses a question. If the Osam Ophis may turn out to be a mistake, then what good is it in the first place? Why do you have to listen to the Navi? Why did the Rebbe Adin avail of Tishlon? It may turn out the whole thing was a hoax. So he says, what can you do? Let's say two Adim come and they testify that Reuben is Machal Shabbos and he deserves Skiva. And he gives him Skiva. May turn out the two Adim are alive. May turn out that years later we'll ascertain that the whole thing was shaken. So what can you do? So the Rambam says that that's the halacha. The Torah says you rely on the Birur Aveid, even though it's possible that they're telling a lie. So the same over here. The Torah says you rely on the Osam Ophis that he established himself as an Avi Emes, even though we know that it may be a Sheker. That's the halacha, that's considered a Birur. If it turns out a Sheker is a Sheker. Rambam, what can you do? We're not sure if Yoshke doesn't stay with the Gemara. Gemara says that they killed the Yoshke, but it doesn't seem to be the same generation as the famous Yoshke and Avodua. The Gemara has Yoshke was killed as a Mason. As a Mason, so they had Hachrozit. The Gemara says they had Hachrozit, testified all over that he was getting visa because of as a Mason. Mason is one of four of the Hachrozit. That's how it says in the Gemara before, that Yoshke, it's a different Yoshke. Because the Yoshke, the famous Yoshke, was crucified. That's not when the Nisi says. He wasn't killed by the death. He was a different Yoshke who was killed by the death. By the death. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara seems to talk about a different Yoshke from the famous one. The famous book in English, the title of the book is Who Killed Yoshke? And it says Solomon's Icon. Sharpla, who killed Jesus? He's the author of the book. That's not the answer to the question, that's the author of the book. But some people read it as the answer to the question. So here there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Braisan Samazlainim and Aleph. What's the din of the Novi Shehidia? Says in that parsha, Bo Hois Van Boy Face, and he convinces you to worship Abba Design, not allowed to listen, and you give him an Einish, and it doesn't say which Einish. Which Einish? So the Gemara has on Peites on the face, the Gemara has the whole Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Shimon says he learned it in such a way that the Novi Shehidia gets Chenek. The Chachamim say no, Novi Shehidia gets Skila. So the Pasha Pshat, the way we pass on Allah, Navi Shidduch is the Skila. It's not a new din. Navi Shidduch is the Skila. It's the same old din that we knew all along. There's a din of Mesis, and the Mesis gets Skila. So the Navi Shidduch is also the same thing. It's also a Mesis that he gets Skila. That's what Rav Soloveitchik has at Varper in this new sefer that they just put out, the collection of letters from Rav Soloveitchik. So he has a letter that he wrote to his uncle on this topic. So he shows from the Gemara that that's not the pshat. That even though we pass them like Rav Shiv, quite Rav Shiv, and Rav Shidduch is in Gansan and Dudin, Rav Shidduch is Bechenek instead of being the skits, a different parsha, a different din, not identical with Mesis. Even the way we pass them, Rav Shidduch is Kilo. It's also new din. It's not the same old din. The same old din as Mesis. He says, not true. If you look at the Gemara there, and he tests some base going over to Tzadik Amin Aleph, so the Gemara has there a machlekes between Rav Chizde and Rav Hamnuna. That goes like this. Rav Hamnuna is about 10 lines in on Tzadik Amin Aleph. Right after it says, Vinitatzta. Tirgum Rav Chizde Vinitatzta. Then it says, Rav Hamnuna Omar. Rav Hamnuna says that the Chachamim say, Navi Shehidiyach is the Skila, even if the Navi is trying to convince me that from now on I shouldn't keep kosher. That's not a basis. If someone tries to convince me to worship Abu Dhabi, that's a basis. A basis of Abu Dhabi is the Parshan of Hamish Kisis, not the Benef, and Delphine, not the Limacher, to worship Abu Dhabi. So that's a din of basis that he gets given. What if someone tries to convince me not to keep kosher from now on? So it's with Nevel and Sikh the Mitchell, so he deserves an Irish. He doesn't have to be in a basis. So the Gemara says there, Rav Hamnuna is of the opinion that the Shitas Chachamim, the Rav Shimon, that the Navi Shidduch is killed, and Lav Davki Yidduch Lav Edazar. Even if Navi tries to convince me that from now on, I shouldn't keep kosher with the Kayach HaNevuah, he gives an open open to the Kayach HaNevuah. So he says, according to the Chachamim, it will be Skila there. So that's a new din. It's not identical with the din of Mesis. And even though we don't pass them like that, even though the first opinion Rav Chizde disagrees with Rav Hamnuna, here he says Rav Hamnuna, the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Achachon, it's chenek oskila, is ba'oike raguf, vei mavet is kham, vei mishar mitzvus. He says, oike kol aguf. He says, from now on, you don't have to keep kosher. So the Achachon and the Rav Shimon say that the Navi Shidduch will be chayv skila. That's not Mesis. It's a new din. Even though we don't pass them, I can't even pass them like Rav Chizde, that the din of Navi Shidduch is beskila is only by Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chizde says, Tirgum or Rav Chizde, Vinitatzten. The line right before that, around 10 lines from the top. He says that the Navi Shidduch is beskila not only if he convinces me to worship Avodah Zarah, he convinces me to violate the mitzvah says that Vinitatzten. There's a mitzvah in the Chodesh that you have to destroy Bior Avodah Zarah. In Eretz Yisrael, you have Abed Yavu. You have to search out all of the Zohar and destroy all of the Zohar. So the Sharish Achreya, that's the Moshe Nagumah. And the Chutzlah, the Gemara says, not Mechuyim. And Eretz Yisrael, you have to have Shmor on the Tayon Haaretz. You have to keep the country clean. You shouldn't throw garbage in the street, and you shouldn't have Avodah Zohar around there. If there's any Avodah Zohar anywhere, you have to get rid of it. Even though it's not in your backyard. You have to be Mesharish all the Avodah Zohar from all of Eretz Yisrael. To clean out Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlah is not Mechuyim to clean up Chutzlah. If I have a house that has a getchke in it, so then I have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. Not Zorach L'Sharash Achrech. It's not my country, and I'm moving to go search out all the Avodah Zarahs. So that's a din. V'nitatzem is mizbechoyz, v'shvartem is matzivoyz, masherem is a fresh silo, and tigadim. That posit, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. So let's say someone comes and he tries to convince me I should stop keeping kosher. So it doesn't have a din of basis. Only if he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. What if he tries to convince me, oh, you don't have to destroy the Getchkes. Look at that, what, this beautiful home with a garden full of Getchkes. In the days of the Indians, full of Getchkes over there. And the rabbi tells me, I have to destroy all the Getchkes. And this guy says, yeah, come on, it's pretty, it's nice. You should remember the society and the culture and whatever, whatever. And he tries to convince me not to fulfill the mitzvah of any type of thing. He doesn't have a But he doesn't have a din of Mesis. He didn't try to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. But if he would be a Navi Shehidiyach to violate Vinitatzten, so Rav Chizde also asks him that the Zechiyach Skila. So you see that they both hold. According to Rav Shimon says Navi Shehidiyach is Bechenik. So it's a Gansin a different din. Navi Shehidiyach is Bechenik is identical with Navi Hashekar. Nobody has shekhar is bechenik. There's the Mishnah, that pay doesn't know. Nobody has shekhar is bechenik. So Rav Shimon holds a novish who tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah has a din of Nobody has shekhar, he gets chenik, he doesn't get skeet, he doesn't have a din of nesis. Even though we don't pass him like him, we pass him like the Chachamim, it doesn't mean that the novish Yehidiyach is a slain old mesis. No, it's not true. Rav Hamnuna says in the Gemara, even if he tries to convince me from now on not to keep kosher, it's also novish Yehidiyach is the skeet. The skilo, even though that's not a regular din of mesis. And even according to Rav Chisda, who says if he tries to convince me on some other area of halacha, the chachamim would not, there wouldn't be a din of novish yehidiyach the skilo. But if it's within the area of avodah zarah, even if it's not the worship of avodah zarah, you can convince me to not to fulfill the mitzvah of any tatzdem. There's also a din of novish yehidiyach the skilo. So you see, b'feirish, everybody agrees. Bein l'Rav Shimon, bein l'Rabban, bein l'Rav Chisda, bein l'Rav Hamnuna. Everybody agrees that novish yehidiyach is a new parsha. It's a nisa b'taras novi yashaker. It's a different loisese in the chumash. It's not the loisese of mesis. It's not the loisese of media. It's in ganzen a different loisese of novi yashaker, not the given of uva b'taras sheker. That's Rav Soloveitchik points out. This was a letter that he sent to his uncle, Menachem Karkovsky, published the chibur on the Rambam, the early sections of the Rambam. It's called Avodas HaMelech. So Yosheber Zechan Lebracha had access to Kisvei Yad in Berlin of the Rambam. So his uncle was interested in knowing any shinuyim. Are there any differences between the manuscripts of the Rambam? Now you have the Frankel Rambam. They have all the shinuyim because at that time it wasn't available. So he wrote to his uncle every single shinuyim nusa between the Rambam as we have it and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The uncle saved the start of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And the uncle quotes him a few times in the Sefer about the shinuyim nuskos. So one of the shinuyim nuskos is the following. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, so he writes that there's a lav of Mesis, there's a lav of Mediach. Quotes the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The lav of Mediach is harabim with the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Shem Lamechem Vas Haskir Leisham Apir. The lav of Mesis is the Pasuk in Parshas Mesis, in Parshas Rei. L'chol Yisrael Yishmer Viro, V'lo Yizid V'lo. So the Rambam, as we have it in our editions of the Rambam, it says the lav of Hedyot Shehisis, a non-novi. Hedyot Shehisis, the lav is Hanisham Yishmer Viro V'lo Yizid V'lo. And in the Kisvei Yad, in the manuscript, it says, Hasar LeMesis Minan. This is the lav of Mesis. It doesn't distinguish between Hedyot Shehisis and Novi Shehisis. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik says, L'chorva, the manuscript Kisav Yad makes more sense, because Halacha L'Maisa, we don't make any difference. It doesn't make a difference at all, whether it's a Novi Shehidiyach or a Hedyot Shehidiyach. Halacha says it's a regular Mesis, it's the Skilu. This thing points out it's not true. From the Sugya and Dab Tzadik, you see, Bein L'Rav Chisda, Bein L'Rav Hamnuna, Bein L'Rav Shimon, Bein L'Rav Banan, everybody holds that a Novi Shehidiyach is a new din. Yitam Novi Hashek, it's a different Easter. So that's why the Rambam in our editions makes more sense. He says, a Hedyot Shehesis, if a non-Novi tries to convince me, to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah, then the lav is, Hamasham Yishmudi Rov Leizidno. But if he's a Novi, tries to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah because of the Nevuah that he had, then it's a different lav. Then it's a lav of Novi Hasheker. True, we'll sometimes give him skilo. Sometimes we'll give him skilo, but sometimes we won't. We'll give him skilo because he's a mesis also. But sometimes we won't give him skilo. Sometimes we'll give him skilo as a Novi Shehidiyach, but it's going to be a different Issa. It's going to be the Torah's Novi, not the Torah's mesis. He's going to convince me not to fulfill the mitzvah of any tatzdem is mitzvah, not to destroy the mitzvah. It's not the Torah's mesis, it's the Torah's anulav of Novi Shehidiyach. So that's what he pointed out, that you see from the whole Sugya and Daf Tzadik, that even according to the Chacham of the Rav Shimon, it's a separate Issa, a separate law. If the Yoshki came, the Dina Dorot line,
he said, you don't have anything.
That's the Pisni Chua quotes that Allah on the mind. He says, the Nachri holds a gun to my head and he says, eat the chazer, I shoot you. The dinner that we caught, Nachri, she said, it's a chazer. Because he holds the gun to my head and he says, eat the chazer because you know and I know, we all know that Yoshke already came. And Yoshke shines it up because you don't have to keep kosher. Even though the Avera that I'm eating, I'm violating the Avera chazer, that's what, no, but it says no. If the way it's presented to me is that you know that since Yoshke came, the laws of kashrus don't apply anymore, so then by eating the chazer is like an addition of a different religion. Then it's Yahar Kval Yahar. That's what the Rat was. He's talking a different thing. This Gemara is talking a different story. The fellow comes and he tries to convince me to eat chazer based on a nevuah that he has. So the Gemara says a possibility that that's the schema. Rav Amnuna holds that that's the schema, even according to Rav Amnuna. How can it be the schema that's not been did Mesis? Mesis is only if he convinces me to worship Abu Zar. So true, the Rambam doesn't accept Rav Amnuna. The Rambam passes like Rav Chizda. But there's a chiddush even within Rav Chizda. Even though he doesn't convince me to worship Abu Zar, he convinces me not to fulfill the mitzvah of being Rabbi Zar. So the Rav Chizda says that's also a din of Navi Shehidiyah. So that's not the regular din. See that they're saying even within the Rabbana of the Rav Shimon, Navi Shidich is a new parsha. It's a new parsha b'toras Navi Asheker. It's a different Isra. It's not the Isra of Mesis of Abu Zar. It's an Isra of Navi Asheker. True, the Yodish is Kiva, but the Avera that he violated is a totally different Avera. It's an Avera b'toras Navi Asheker. Like with Itas. Maybe also. He tells me you can get Hanoah from other Israel. Probably also similar to the Itas. Could also be that it would have this din. Wouldn't have din a basis. Wouldn't have din or not. But it may have this din of Novi Shigir. If he does it, the Torah's Novi can have it. On this week's Sedra, there's a famous comment that Ravina Hirsch has in his Hirsch Alam Torah. People check what he writes, but he's quoting on that, he's interpreting a message. The Pasuk says that Yankif and Esau, Vayigdulu Hanorim, Vayigdulu Hanorim, Vayigdulu Hanorim, Vayigdulu Hanorim, Vayigdulu Hanorim. So there's a famous message that says, Vayigdulu Hanorim, and they became Bar Mitzvah. When a child becomes a mitzvah, then the father says the brach about the rani beyonshim. So that brach after Hashem lokenem achoyelam. Medrash says that's the mocha for you. Say with Hashem, that's the mocha. So the medrash says, calls man that they were little children before by mitzvah. They were both learning in the cheder, couldn't notice the difference between. They all chinas. Everybody was learning nice. When they became by mitzvah, then each one went to a different direction. So what's the kavan of the medrash? So Rabbeinu Hirsch understood that the medrash means to say that the pasuk is criticizing Yankov Avinu, just like the pasuk criticizing Yitzchak. Just like the pasuk says later, in the later parshas and Bereishis, so it says that Yankov Avinu had a favorite son, Yosef was the favorite son. Because he was the favorite son, that's why the other brothers were jealous, and that's why they didn't get along, and that's why they sold him the Mitzrayim, and all the tzaras brought him there. So the pasuk shat and psukim and the psukim are criticizing Yankov Avinu. Most of the Chumash describes the Avraham and Yankov that to show us these are the models that the Sefer Yosef is supposed to look up to these people and do and act and lead our life the way they did. But once in a while the Pesukim are criticizing them, it means we should not go the way they did. So the Gemara in Shabbos in the first parish says, we owe them Alishan, owe them Bein Bein Avodim. You're not allowed to have a favorite child. You have to not discriminate. You have to treat all the children the same way. You're not allowed to have a favorite child because look at what happened to Yaakov Avinu with Yosef. And that's what caused all of the jealousy in the whole Yitzias, the whole Mechiras Yosef, the whole Yerida of Mitzrayim, was because of that. So Rabbi Hirsch understood that this pasuk in today's said also is criticizing Yitzchak Avinu. He didn't notice. He sent them both to the same sheet. He didn't notice that this one was cut after sitting and learning. He was a Masmet Gavoa, whatever. He was learning very well. The other one wasn't interested in learning. He didn't notice that. And they were little children all the way they became Bar Mitzvah. When he graduated Cheder, but then he went to be a wild idiot, and he went to become a big, he went to the Kerbal, he went to learn out. He should have given them a different chinuch. And he said that he was a violation of the Pasuk in Mishnah, Hanoch Manar Afi Darka. Every child has to have a different chinuch. You cannot put children into a straitjacket. You cannot force all the children to go to the same yeshiva, and they should sit and learn extra hours, because the parents want to get Hanoch, we want to be able to bring. My child knows all the Sikhth, and he knows all the Mishnah and Vavet. So the question is the kid interested in that? So when the kid is young, how to dishkem prayer? He has to do what the parents tell him. But then when he gets a little older, he's going to rebel. He's going to revolt against the parents. And That's what Rabbi Hirsch interpreted. That's what the Medrash understood over here. He shouldn't have given the same chinuch to Yaakov and to Esau. He said if he would have treated Esau differently, would have given a different chinuch, sent him to a different yeshiva, maybe he would have also grown up to be a nice Jew. But he wouldn't be a Tana. He wouldn't be a Yankee Tavino. He wouldn't be one of the others. Yeah, Rumayi. He would be a nice religious Jew. He would use all of his Vilnius shtick and avoid his HaKadosh. He would be a religious Jew. In Yiddish folklore, they say that the word Tzibur is the Rosh Hashanah, is Tzadik and Beinim and Rishon. The Kuali Sol, you have to have all kinds. You have to have Tzadik and you have to have Beinim, you have to have Rishonim also. They're all part of Kuali Sol. The Gemara says, called Tainus Tzibur. Shein bo mikoshi Yisrael. Ain't a Tainus Tzibur. There are times in the year that you have to be mitzvah of everybody together, even though we would prefer to have only one big Torah, Yirei Shemayim, Zadak, to give a mitzvah, say, a big club, only these kind of people. But they're all part of Kuali Sol. You have to be mitzvah, they're rubbish. Everybody has to go together. So Kalali Sol needs people like Esav also. We're not allowed to be Marachik yet. That's what he tithes. And then he tithes also, and then he points out another point, that because the parents didn't agree on Chinuch Habanim, the father favored Esav, Rivka ever says Yaakov, and the mother favored Yaakov. So that was also big. Chinuch Habanim is important that both parents have to have a united front. If the children see that the father is holding by one direction, the mother is holding another direction, so they'll always use one parent against the other to get their way. The parents have to be together. And the Gemara has another cloud with respect to raising children. The Gemara says you have to have small dochim in the karev. The Gemara says it's not Yoshke. Not like Rabbi Shlomo ben Brachia that he kicked out Yoshke. There was Yoshke a few generations before, the famous Yoshke, Rabbi Shlomo ben Brachia was way before. So the Gemara says when it comes to raising children, parents raising children, Rebbe's having a Shabbos with Talmidim, can't be merachik anybody, and you have to, the children have to have their shtick, you have to let them be a little tzibulit. But it has to be small within the karevs. You have to let them get away with a little bit and not with everything. So he points out that these were some of the mistakes that the pasuk is implying that Yitzchak Avinu with Rivka made mistakes in the Chinuch Habanim. If it would have been mechanech to both children properly, each one his own chinuch, maybe we wouldn't have had such a tzaras from Esav throughout all the generations. If the history of the Jewish people would have been different, we wouldn't have had the tzaras from Esav.
Okay,
let me talk to him.
I found the Yad Rama, it's very unclear in his language, but it seems to say that about the, well, why the Mishnah doesn't say him and the Yaakov by the two people, when he says it in front of two, and he says, maybe that constitutes Hasra. Just the fact, very strange language, just the fact that he said it to two people, that serves as a